Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm trying to pull myself together, Benny, here. Do you see me doing that?
Hey, you doing okay? Trying all to good?
That microphone. Hey, everybody. Welcome. So great to all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah, we're talking about angels today. So take down this number, 1-800-930-2819. And those of you that are watching over on KKNW on YouTube, type any of your questions if you would like. Angels with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's joining me here today, and we are going to talk about what does it mean angel showers. Angel showers bringing May flowers. Sue, great to have you.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
So yeah,
it's a beautiful day, so the flowers are blooming.
So did you finally get the sun? Because Linda's telling me, like, in Jersey, it's rain. So did you finally get the sun out there in the
Chicagoland area? Briefly. As I look out now, no. But earlier this morning, yes. So I would say briefly.
Oh, very good. I mean, I'm still having the old debate with a number of my friends in Chicago, like, where is the best pizza? Who has the best pizza? So that's going to be an ongoing debate about pizza. But the bottom line to all of that really is it's narrowed down to, I think, two towns, from what I can tell. And one is Chicago and the other is New York.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think New Jersey was like a third runner up, like third maybe in the pizza conversation. Right. But just so you know, it's really true. When I talk about the Pacific Northwest, so you guys don't email me now, please do not send me an email because you know, all of you. Wait a minute. I got all choked up. Benny, let's go to short break.
Well, I'll talk for a minute. I'll say I've had pizza both places, Chicago and New York. And can I vote for New York? Would that be okay, even though I live here? Would that work out? Dr. Pat, are you there, or should we keep going? We'll talk about angels. Okay. We'll talk about, I don't know if angels eat pizza. I don't think so. Since they've never had a physical form, angels, guardian angels, special angels have never had a physical body. So they've never had a form and they don't eat, and they don't sleep either. So if you have something you want to ask your angels to help you with, ask before you go to bed at night and let them work on it throughout the night. So, Benny, should I keep going? What's happening?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just, we have one caller already. So Pat stepped away for a minute. We'll grab her.
Sure, that'd be wonderful.
Sure,
okay.
We'll bring on Charlene. She's calling in from Canada. So hi, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Sue.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm doing fine, thank you. So,
awesome.
Do you want the names of your three angels that have been with you all your life? Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Okay, and they're chosen for you based on your life's purpose. So you have Gabriel is your archangel, and that's an angel of communication, arts, and invention. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, and harmony, peace. What they're telling me is when things are out of kilter, that really upsets you, that you need harmony in your life. Is that true? Is that the way
yes,
it works?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, okay. And then your last angel, well, you actually have four. You have Bettina, who's the angel of creativity. You have two creative angels. Are you a creative soul? Do you
yes,
do any?
I am.
Ah, okay. Do you do artwork, or what do you do?
I'm more more into communication with writing and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that fits into creativity. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're in writing, let me give you the name of that angel, Rita. R-I-T-A is the angel that helps with writing.
Okay.
And when I've been writing my books and I kind of get stuck, I just kind of, I look up and I call on Rita. So she's on call with me all the time. So make sure she is with you as well if you're doing writing.
Okay.
And then your last one is your money angel, and that's Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Wow.
And it's also an angel of abundance. So, my goodness, you have harmony, peace, abundance, good fortune, communication, artistic abilities or communication abilities. You're all set.
Wonderful.
Do you have a question for your angels?
Yes. Today is, this month is my birthday month.
Oh, guess
and
what?
I was wondering.
Guess what? This is my birthday month, too.
Is it really? Happy birthday.
My day is 15. What day is yours?
Oh, my gosh. 15.
Are you 15, too?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my goodness. Give Benny your information afterward, and I'll send you an e-card. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
Okay. All right. So, so what would you like for your birthday?
I would like harmony and in the relationships in my family. Healing.
Healing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. You know, sometimes I give out gift certificates for a session with me, a little consultation. Why don't I do that? That'll be part of your birthday present, and we can work on healing those relationships. How about we do that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and bring some more peace and harmony to you. So,
thank you.
Let me just see what they want to say. Oh, they said patience and take some deep breaths. So we'll tackle those relationships at another time. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Here's a message from your angels for your birthday. They said you have a lot of blessings coming. You've been a good soul with a good heart, and you have many blessings, rewards coming your way. So I just see the floodgates opening. So wonderful. You're going to have a really good year next year.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Sue.
I'm so glad you're
and
called.
And happy birthday again.
Yay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlene, for joining the show. Let's check back with Pat, see if we got her back. Pat, you back? Looks like she's away for a second. So let's do this.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back. I'm just kind of like, somebody got my throat. Yeah, good. I love it. Hey, Benny, we're taking calls, right? 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out who your angels are, see what they have in store for you. So what are the angels saying about this spring? How is it different? How is this spring different? Because a lot of people tell me, oh, this spring feels different. And I'm trying to say, okay, how does it feel different? I mean, is it like no COVID or, you know, is that it? And they're saying, well, maybe, but not really. What are you sensing about the spring now, this year, 2022?
Okay, what I sense, yes, and what I sense is that, and I think I put it in the description, a spring in your step, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like uplifting. It feels like, okay, so we've dealt with the COVID. We've dealt with some of the other things that are going on. And now it's just like opening up and uplifting. I think the word, if I had to use one word, is this is an uplifting spring. Things that have been on hold are going to change. Things that you've been waiting for are going to open up. That's what it feels like.
Mm. You know, it's really interesting when we think about that. You know, somebody asked me about, I had my first chart reading done in a really long time. I haven't had it done in a long time. But I remember, you know, one of the things that was said in there was that it's not just my chart, but there are planets that are lined up that are really calling people to bust out. You know, it's, and how did he put it to me? He put it to me in an interesting way. He said, you're not going to be able to hide. And he said, Pat, you're not going to be able to hide. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I'm not going to be able to hide. What does that mean? What does that mean? And so it's interesting when somebody gives you a perspective and then you start to look at all the ways that maybe they're right. Like maybe there is a part of this where you have been hiding, right? And so let's talk about what that means, because the idea of April showers bringing May flowers, when those showers tweak the soil enough, right, Sue?
Right.
Those flowers can't help pop up. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever noticed this, but it doesn't matter where you go or what you look at. If you're in any kind of nature that has let itself grow, even the desert, you know, have you ever been in the desert, Sue? I've been in the desert when, like, Death Valley, right? You know where Death Valley is?
Yes.
Death Valley is like, oh my God, it's like there's nothing there. But if you've ever been in any part of the desert, I've been in the high desert in California, and you arrive in the desert, and I've been out there. God. What, Benny?
Oh, no, sorry about that, Pat.
And if you've been out there, so you arrive in the desert and it's dry as a bone. And then something weird happens, like out of nowhere, you get a little rain. Just a little. And I'm telling you, you only need a little. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, what? Where did these flowers come from? And this is kind of the feeling. It's like we need to have the freshness of April showers to cleanse things away and allow for that breakthrough, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And new. It's all. What should I say? It's liquid. It's nutrition. It's for the flowers. It's nutrition.
Yeah. And angels are, okay, they're not going to like this, but let me just say it.
Okay.
Angelic communication and consciousness and angelic guidance, that's the fertilizer.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
That's the way that I look at. I could plant a lot of seeds, and we work hard to do that, man. We're just like, you plant seeds, and sometimes you're planting seeds your entire life, right? Mm-hmm. And one way or the other, maybe you start at a young age and you're planting, and you're watering. But then things don't grow. They just don't grow the way you want them to grow. And you realize that there's no nourishment. And that's what I think we're being called for now, is that spiritual nourishment. Benny, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're taking more calls. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's in the house. Get ready to have a conversation with Sue. Get ready to get some insights. If you don't know your angels, this would be a great time to find them out, because that's what Sue does. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can find out about Sue, her books, and much more. 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a short break, Mr. Benny. We'll be right back.
Okay. All clear.
Yeah, I just lost my voice right there.
Yeah.
That was sort of weird.
Do you have a couple minutes now for me to talk to you?
Yeah. You know what I think it was, Benny? You see this tea? So this is my green tea and turmeric. And I think the turmeric in it, got a little piece of it got caught in my throat.
Okay. Yeah. We're still live on YouTube, by the way, just to let everybody know.
Okay? Oh, yeah. So this is.
Okay. Well, we'll have our talk later then.
Yeah.
Thank you, Benny. Very cool.
Okay.
Okay, so when we come back, Sue, let's tell people about you, and thank you for that generous offering.
Oh, yeah, sure. Isn't it angelic that she calls in? She's the first caller, and her birthday is the same as mine.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So we both have an income tax birthday. It used to be April 15th was always the birthday for, it was always the day for income tax. They move it around now, but people don't forget my birthday.
Because they associate it with the dreaded tax date?
April 15th is income tax day. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
all I have to say is tax day, and they don't ask anything else after that. know exactly what day it is.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, so that's going to be different this year because no birthday party. I'm still doing the COVID thing.
Hey, Benny, how do you like my background?
Looks great.
Too much, right?
No.
Oh, my God. So funny. All right. Sue, when we come back, just get us going. Get us on the road.
Okay.
All right. I got to get out of some of these images. Give me a minute. There we go.
Oh, you know what, Dr. Pat? The sun's coming out.
That's what I'm saying. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Just lit up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You are a potent manifester.
Hey, you should tune into my 4 o'clock. Well, it's not a live call-in show, but you should tune in every once in a while to my 4 o'clock show with Mark.
Okay.
That is a totally fun show. But, you know, I'm telling you, it's like once upon a time, I remember saying a long time ago, oh, I'm so glad this is not video. And now, like, you, everything's video. You can't not do video. And it's just like being fun now. Now it's turned into from the agony of video for me to, oh, let's see if we can play. Let's do some playful things. And I'm so glad because I've got like a great team of people, but it's daunting. Like yesterday, Benny, I don't think you knew this, but I was doing a show yesterday and nobody saw except Jessica later in the show that I didn't turn my green screen setting off on Zoom. And so because I didn't turn my green screen setting off on Zoom, my teeth didn't show up.
All right, stand by. Let's bring it back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Oh, Benny, you want to hear a little story real quick, Sue? I was talking to somebody today and I messed up their last name because I had been listening to some of my old vinyl, you know, vinyl. And there was... I had an album from a group called the Young Bloods. So I messed up their name a little bit. And as I'm talking to this person, I'm realizing that they don't have a clue about who this group is or the song Get Together, right? And I was trying to explain to them how the if you listen to that song Get Together, maybe you can find it. It's really old school. The musical version of that, the musical aspect of that song is really haunting. And what I find is that in the world we live in, there are things that we get that are so hypnotic. You know, I find myself hypnosis through music. It could be chanting. It doesn't matter what it is. And we used to have these rules. And Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here today. She's going to explain this. We used to have rules somewhere in our new thought community, in our spiritual community. We had all these rules like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this or maybe you can't. I got kicked out of Catholic boarding school because I was talking to Jesus. So that was like a rule back then. I don't know what the rule is now. But when it comes to angels, what Sue Storm has been telling people for decades is this is an open book.
Yes.
Angels are out of the bottle.
Yes.
And you can chat with them and you can ask them for stuff and you can ask them for help and you can ask them. And that's what Sue Storm, the angel lady, has been doing. Sue, tell people how they can find out about you, about your books, about everything, because Benny knows this. You come on here, you chit chat with those angels. And that's why we invite people to call in to do the same.
Sure. Okay. So the website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. And the books are all called Angel First Aid. And actually, there's 5 of them now. I didn't know that if you knew that, Dr. Pat. And we're just finishing our audiobook. My first audiobook is going to be done in another month or two.
Nice.
So So the books are all start with Angel First Aid, and there's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, RX for Success, RX meaning Prescription for Excellence is the last one and the one we're putting into audiobook. And so there's a variety of books for you that help you. Each one has a glossary of angels, so you know which angels you have and which angels are there to talk to. And there's some stories, and Dr. Pat and Benny have a full page in two of the books. And so it's a fun experience. And for consultations, and this is a real life-changing situation, a consultation wherever you are now and where do you want to be. And the angels are quick, easy, fast. We just move you forward. So take advantage of the Dr. Pat special. Should I give that out now or later? Or
how yeah, no, I? Go for it now. As many times okay, as you sure. can remind people. Yeah.
Okay, so you get two sessions for the price of one. So it's either you call it, I call it my Dr. Pat special, but it's a two for one. And it's 2 half-hour sessions. And you can, I want to give out my phone number, but I'll wait until later because I don't want to confuse everybody. So we'll
Give it out now because people now are listening to this live. They're like over there on Benny's YouTube. They're going to listen to this later on. Let's
okay,
just
absolutely.
Them up.
Absolutely. So to reach me directly, schedule a session with me and your angel. For a life-changing experience, it's 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790, and watch your life change. Welcome those angels into your life. It's such an interesting experience.
And boy, I'll tell you, it is one of the most forgotten tools we have. I'm going to make that statement now. It is.
Okay.
We have conversations with loved ones that passed over. We have conversations with spirit, God, whatever you refer to. We have chanting we do about that. At least I do some chanting. Off key, but still chanting is chanting. But we don't remember to talk to angels. We just don't do it. And I think that what I want to say to everybody here today is, I don't know about you, but I know through these past 3 years, I talked to a lot of angels. I talked to the angel Sue you gave me, Uriel. And I've had many conversations with Uriel. And as a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the conversation I had with Uriel, I would have never hung in there and applied for PPP during COVID for our company.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those. There's a reason why people didn't stick through the PPP process and get funding for themselves. Major corporations got it because they've got attorneys, they've got banks. It was a daunting process. But many of my friends that I helped or tried to help, people that were professionals, just hairstylists, people that were self-employed doing their own thing, they didn't have the funding of PPP. So many businesses went out of business. And if we'd have done a better job of that, and I just want to say this right now, because I just got to make this statement. Many of us have been asked to participate in giving feedback to our senators and our congresspeople. And here's what I'm finding. Before you even engage in that, check in with your angels, because they will give you the words to say. But Uriel, and I can't remember the other one. Was it Katrina? I'm trying to remember the other angel. I had to look them up in your book.
Katrina. Katrina's the angel of prosperity.
I work with a major bank, right? My bank, Bank of America. And I work with that bank. And I will tell you the process for even me with the resources I have. I had to apply. Then I filled something out wrong. Then I had to go back and reapply. Then you needed like 10 different documents to get the PPP. Now, I will say, you're in the middle of a process and you want to give up. That's when you got to call on angelic help. You know, or before the process, please guide me. Show me the right things to say. Show me the right things to do. And this is really an important aspect, Sue, that we don't remember. We think we're all alone. And you teach people that they're all around us, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to say one more thing, kind of comical, but I call myself a one-stop shop. There's just about nothing that the angels can't help you with. And so if you're, we're getting off your subject and back onto mine, but if you're interested in anything, career, relationships, prosperity, financial gain, whatever it is, call for the Dr. Pat special and get on the website if you want and check it out. But yeah, and again, if you use your angels for everything, including what Dr. Pat was talking about, they help. They're there.
Yeah, and we forget. I mean, it's one of the most, I think it's one of the most, how should I say it? It's one of the most powerful tools we have and one of the easiest we forget. You know, we may pray to a lot of things, but we don't really ask the angels for help. I want to take a short break. We come back, Sue. I want you to just take us on a tour of, you know, what it's like when you ask the angels for help. I know your books have many, many stories in them of things that we can ask for. I know you've worked with people over these past 3 years and have brought in angelic power and angelic help for people. When we come back, we're going to talk about the solutions that allow these April showers to really have those Mayflowers pop up through your angels. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to chat with Sue, give us a call. We'll be right back. Benny, if you want to take us to a little short break, we'll be right back.
Okay, all clear.
Thank you, B.
Are we still on Facebook?
We're not on Facebook today. We're on Benny's YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, my team didn't put us on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know why, they thought it was like too much to do here to get ready for today. I think they thought you were going to be on video. That's what I think. So then Benny's doing a great job. He'll just live stream this.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Do you want to talk after the show or?
I have to leave here after the show, okay. But we can, you know.
Or you want to just call me?
I'll call you.
Yeah, just call me. And
yeah, we'll... it's a whole new world. I mean, you know, on the one hand, it's kind of exciting. On the other hand, it requires so much. I mean, even for us, we made a last minute adjustment, you know, to our technology to make sure our player could be tweaked for this, right? So it's just different.
And it's hard for me to catch up. I'm not tech minded.
I know. But that's why you got to hire people, because I have to do this with people. Hey, Benny.
Yeah.
Are you live streaming through Vimeo?
Through what?
Vimeo? Or just through your cameras and computer?
No, we're on YouTube and our Facebook and on Twitter.
Got you. But do you know how you're doing it?
Yeah, we're using StreamYard.
Thank you. Yeah, Sue, you know, it's one of those things where you get to the point in life where you realize that you are not going to be able to do it. You know, that you can't do things alone anymore. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it was my aha moment about 10 years ago.
And we're coming back on here, so stand by.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. Benny has a question, and I have a question, too. Thank you. Sue, before we go ahead, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you, if you don't mind.
No, I'd love to do that. Okay, so my website is theangellady.net, And that's thehangelady.net. My 800 number to reach me for sessions, consultations, if you want to get copies of the books, it's 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And I should say that the last two books have been printed by Amazon. So my Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, it is in paperback and now hardcover, just recently hardcover, and that's at Amazon.com. And then also a book that I just made into an audiobook is Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence, Prescription for Excellence. And that book is on, and they're both on Kindle. And I think they're Kindle free. I think there's something, I don't know technical Amazon very well, but I think there's something where you can read them for free if you sign up.
So, yeah, like Amazon busted out. Amazon had a bust out moment.
There you go.
Amazon had a bunch of bust out moments.
So So they're they're doing a really good job with these two books. And let's see. And the concession is the Dr. Pat special is two for the price of one. You get 2 half hours for the price of one. And it's my most popular is the Dr. Pat special. That's what I call it. And it's two sessions is enough to just move you forward. If you're confused about something, if you, if you have blocks, if you have relationship issues, if you have child issues, issues with your children, whatever it is, let the angels help you. Don't go through it on your own. You've got this team that's working with you. Find out who they are and let them help.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what today's show is about. Now, I know Benny... we've got a question that came in from a caller, and it's really a great question. It's a question from Selena, and it's for you, Sue. And the question is, do angels have free will? Great question.
And, you know, I'm not even sure how that would relate to angels' free will. Can you give me an idea on how that would even relate to angels? Angels are there to help you with whatever you need. They're a support system. I don't even know how that would relate. Do you, Dr. Pat?
Well, I understand the question from Selena because I think free will is one of those. It's here we are, and you know we have approaches and we have theology and we have many things that say that we're built in an image of, and yet we're given free will. And that means the will to decide. So the question, I think, Selena, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that if angels have free will, then the free will they have is that if we request something, they may come back and decide, well, yeah, you want this, but I'm going to give you this instead. And I totally understand what I think the question is from Selena. And it's a great question, because how often do we hear that we sit down, especially in the world we're living in today, where we've learned about the power of intention, and we've learned about how to manifest, and we've learned about all those things that us humans have as free will. We have free will, right? We may be in some of the religious practices, we may be created in the image, you know, of God, of a higher being, but we've been given free will. And so maybe we come out as that shining light. But the minute that we can't get something from our parents that we want, we decide our free will is going to take that cup of milk and throw it across the floor. Hello, free will. And yet, that's also an understanding that has come up recently in the spiritual world. It's like, well, wait a minute. I ask for a jaguar, or I ask for that big job over there, but I didn't get that big job, or I didn't get it immediately. I got this other job. And so the question really is, it's a great question. And I don't think we're going to get you an answer, Selena, but I love talking about this. I might talk to Mark about it tonight on the show too. The question of free will is an interesting question because angels may be different. Angels may be different than the other universal laws. The other universal laws that we teach people is that if you hold the consciousness of lack, you will get more lack, right? If you hold the consciousness of wanting $1 million or better, you may or may not get $1 million or better, but you would get under the underlying assumption. I'm not sure angels use free will to decide what's right for you or not. I hope, Selena, I got that right. Just
okay, okay, all right. Let me go with that last part that you said. The angels don't use free will. The angels just use their type of guidance. So angel means messenger of God. So whatever the source is that's giving them their power, they work off of that as opposed to their own personal will. And the other thing they're telling me is if you ask for something and they can do better, they do better. If you don't get it in your timing, it's because angels have never lived in time and space and it may take longer. But when you do get it, it'll be even better. So they may take your suggestion of what you want and then increase it to something that's even more special or better for you. They know what's good for you. That's and what will make you happy. I guess that's the way to answer it.
Well, Selena, I hope I'm right. Would you just kind of let us know if I was on track with that? Wait, follow up from Selena. Do they have free will to decide they want to help us? Oh,
that was easy.
That's easy. So are they deciding? Yeah. Oh, wait, they look at Benny and say, oh, it's Benny. We're going to help Benny. But, oh, let's look at Pat. We're not going to help Pat.
No, wait a minute.
I'm not going to intervene and help Sue with this situation.
Okay. All right. They are there and they are chosen for you based on your life's purpose. They are always with you. Everyone has angels and they help you in any way that they can. You can call on them anytime, anywhere. And they do not reject not listen, cover their ears. They do not do that. So they're always there for you.
So, Selena, I hope we got it. I hope we got it. I hope that's it. We got it. But
I've never seen a situation where they've ducked out.
But it's a movie. There was a movie. I'm gonna go like pop culture movie. And it's not a recent movie. And Benny, please correct me if I'm off on this. It was a movie with Nicolas Cage and I think Meg Ryan. And the movie was City of Angels. The way they portrayed the angel, right? It was a story, but it was a great story. And it really tagged on some of this, what Selena's asking, you know, because sometimes in life, it seems like there are angels that help some people and angels that don't help other people. And that's what becomes very confusing for people because, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in life. Yeah, I had a recent situation, Sue, with someone. And I work with women in recovery and addiction, and I've been doing it for over 3 decades. I actually work with women in drug addiction for like, I don't even know how many decades. How many decades is that? Like maybe five decades. And, you know, there are certain things we learn in that, but these are spiritual programs, right? And some days I scratch my head. And I think, how is it that I was so blessed to be able to turn my life around? And how is maybe another woman who struggles and struggles? And sometimes, Sue, when you're at the bottom and even at the top, you wonder if anybody's listening, right? But I will say our pop culture has done a great job of giving us images and visualizations of angels that like may kind of be like maybe pop culture, right? City of Angels was one of those movies. I love that movie. I did not like the ending. I won't tell you the ending. Love the movie, didn't like the ending. And what was the moral of that story? But you see how we can confuse things by different philosophies that are out there, different pop culture things that are out there. Even Angel in the Morning by Juice Newton, right?
Right.
But you have a way to work with people. So let's talk about the way you guide people to work with angels and also talk about some of the stories associated with that. Let's do that when we come back from break. Sue Storm, the angel. What a great, Selena, you're making me think about this. I'm going to have to really think a little bit harder about this. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what Sue has been doing with countless people all over the world. And if you go to her website, you'll actually see some of the testimonials. So how is it that what Sue helps us with can get us to where we want to go? I want to hear her talk about that. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Okay, all clear.
Mm-hmm. All right, now this is where you can tell people what you do, Sue. I love that question, Benny. I love that. Hold on.
We made such a big deal about it, and she only wanted to know, do they choose who to work with and who not to?
No, but I think the deal with it is that, hold on a minute, I'm going to just steal this image. It was a great movie. It was just a beautiful movie. It really was. It was Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan at their best. At least I think so, mm-hmm. Right? And I loved every part of the movie. I really did. I mean, I don't know how to say it any different. I don't even know if Benny watched it or what. But what happens with a movie like that, Sue, is that when you are looking at movies like that and trying to formulate something about it, right? Then where do you go? So now I put the background up on YouTube right there. Oh my God, just give me a few tools, right? I'm like absolutely out of my mind when I get a few tools. Mm-hmm. And then there's the movie Michael, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So when you're talking about these things, it is confusing for people. So we need to get the Sue Storm version of the angel connections. I'm going to be thinking about that question for like a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's a great question because I just went through something recently with someone. And I did. I found myself in my spiritual. I have a great spiritual practice. I really pull from all cultures, right? You know, my homeless time in New York City and spending time with the Krishna people mm-hmm. at age 17. I did it because I had no place to stay and they offered me free clothes. But what I learned in that short period of time helped shape the rest of my life, right? But it's just fascinating. It's just fascinating. Benny, you like my poster that I put up on my YouTube, on my background right there?
It's great. I like it.
I know. And then there's the other one, Michael, which is another portrayal of angels. And so our pop culture gives angels free will. So when we come back, Sue, you're going to take us on a Sue Storm journey.
Okay.
Hey, Benny, can I ask you a quick question? I'll type it in Skype.
That's fine, because we got to come back.
Right. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here. Sue, again, tell people how they can find out about you. And then give us what you've discovered about how we can all work with our angels.
Certainly. Okay, so You can find out about me on my website, which is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. My 800 number for a consultation session, take me up on the Dr. Pat special, is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And you can find out the names of your angels. You can go on the website, and there is a place that says Ask Sue, and you can click on that, and then you can ask me a question if you'd like to, and we can follow up with that. The two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, which is a beautiful book, a beautiful pink cover, really, really nice. In hardback and hardcover as of last month. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I got the first ones off the press and just, I'd say, a week ago. And then we have it in soft cover as well, or paperback as well. And then the Angel First Aid Rx for Excellence is also an Amazon book, and that's in paperback right now. Will be in hardcover at some point, but not yet. And as far as the sessions, you can just achieve anything you're looking for. The angels say basically, where are you now and where do you want to be? And then we work on your blocks. I've had people, Dr. Pat, that have said to me, oh, I spent my whole life working on my blocks. No. If I still see them and I can see them where they are in your body, often people will have a pain here and there, and I'll just have them put their hand there. And then I'll be able to tell them why, what, where, how to fix it. It's just a matter of what do you need and how do you need it. So miracle stories, and I'm putting everybody on miracle watch. You know, you're on tornado watch, you're on verdict watch, now you're on miracle watch. So people on miracle watch, these are the different things that happened to them. One lady was having financial difficulty, and someone rang her doorbell and said, 20 years ago, your father loaned me $12,000, and I am returning that to you in this check, and handed her a check. So it can be, yeah, that's true. So it can be about money. It can be about property. People are looking for homes, and they haven't been able to either sell their home or find a new home. And the angels can help with that. Calvin is the angel of real estate. I have people who haven't been able to publish a book, and everything kind of falls into place, and they can publish their book. And a lot of things around families where the kids haven't, they've been on, you know, pot or this or that, or haven't paid attention. And then the families, the parents, usually it's the mother, have come to me, and things have just turned around. And I've worked with athletes. The angels, Patrick is the angel of that works with athletes, and where they've been competing and come in number one with some of the angel sessions and techniques. I mean, it's just such a long list. I don't even know if you tell me what you're looking for, I can say we can do it. Again, I'm a one-stop shop. If you want to connect with your angels, here's where you do it.
Well, and I think the main thing that we're talking about here is, and let's get back to the conversation we were having before, is that we have a lot of stories about what we can ask for, what we can do, what angels can do, what they can't do. And yet, here we are with some of the most incredible results. I have a friend that I don't know the results yet. I haven't looked, but she was so committed to the confirmation of Judge Brown Jackson and knows Judge Brown Jackson very well. And she was telling me that, I don't know, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, she started to just pray to all of her angels.
Good.
Now, I don't have the latest results. I know today is a big day. Maybe Benny could look it up. But I asked her angels, and she said, you know, they are worker bees. And I thought, oh, they are. And, you know, this has really been the key, because almost everything that you've talked about in the time you've been coming on here, right, and in the books that you write, they are really almost this force to be reckoned with when it comes to asking them for help. Do you know what right. I mean? I think if they had an animal totem associated with them, it would probably be the ant, because the ant is just incredibly resourceful. They never give up. They work as a team. And I was just talking to my friend, and I don't know if Benny, I don't know if she's been committed, or I don't know if she's been confirmed yet, but I know today was the day. Wait, there it is. Bipartisan vote. Okay, is that correct, Benny? Yeah. Judge, yeah, there she is. Confirmed. So my friend is so what I'm trying to say is we often think, oh, that's, I'm not going to pray for that. That's ridiculous. There's nothing that's ridiculous in the realm of angels. And I think that's part of the conversation today. There's nothing too big and nothing too small, right?
Right. I forgot to add one thing when I was talking about what the specialty of the angels is. And it's also careers and business and prosperity. You know, careers and business is and keeping your business going, or when to start or when to stop. And
congratulations to our new Supreme Court justice, and
yay!
For people that were watching whatever they're watching.
I'm thrilled. I think she was perfect for the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a show not too long ago on what would respect look like in government? And I studied respect, so it was right on the top of my list. And did you know that out of thousands of people I surveyed in my research, they had a pool of anything they wanted to pick as what the number one obligation was soon? Sue, what are other people obligated to give you? What are other companies obligated? They had a list. 98% picked respect as an obligation that others are to provide. And I think we got to bring the sexy back to respect. Maybe we should do a show on that. But today you've enlightened us and enlivened us. And I can't wait till the flowers start popping. Thank you, Sue, so much. Please give people your website again.
Sure. Theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And I want everybody to have a jump in their step and a skip to go forward. And it's my goal and the angel's goal, too.
Mm. I love it. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Benny, thank you so much. I want to remind everybody just real quick that tonight, yes, I had a question that came in that is asking, are you still, are you doing a show tonight? Yes, Mark and I do a show every Thursday at 4 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. It's called The Psychic and the Doc. He's the psychic. And we've got a very special guest and a very special song tonight that we're going to play. We have done interviews with the parliamentary members of the Ukraine. I know this is something many of you commented on a couple of weeks ago. We're trying to keep you all informed. And I will say, in the spirit of Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we can all ask our angels for help. We can ask help on about our individual lives, and we could ask help about what's going on in the world. This is not a limited event. This is not a 6-month premiere of a movie. This is not your favorite show live streaming. Angels are available to everyone, everywhere, anytime. Let's ask them, kick them up, put them to work, and let's make things happen. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Oh, expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.